We're visiting again with cattle feeder Kent Prusman of Rock Valley, Iowa, in the northwestern part of Iowa. Kent wanted to visit with you about the current economic situation in the cattle feeding business. And as we were talking here, you were saying there's just a lot more volatility than you've ever experienced before.
Right. And, you know, although we look at record high cattle prices, you know, at this level and you know, people that I've talked to, there's been a lot of risk management or a lot more risk management done, I think. So, you know, we're still, at the end of the day, we're still trying to get a margin, you know, out of what we do here anyway. I mean, we're buying feeder cattle and selling finished cattle. So, I mean, we're still trying to get a margin out of the middle. And our feed costs have obviously gone up considerably, as well as our feeder cattle cost. And so, I mean, it's everything has ratcheted up, and we all sit here wondering, where does this thing end up? Is it going to break and break hard, and or is it not continue to work higher? Are we at a new level? There's all these questions out there, and that brings on a lot of uncertainty as we make decisions going forward.
Are you optimistic that we're going to stay at these levels for a while?
Well, I guess I'm of the opinion that we're going to stay at a higher level. I don't know if we're going to stay at this level, and that's really the big unknown. I'm very optimistic about production agriculture in general. I think long term it looks very bright, but as we go forward, it's the volatility in this market that really, you know, to me it brings a lot of fear. You know, overnight we can have a huge move in our commodity markets, you know, because of a lot of outside influences, and one of them being, you know, a lot of hedge fund money coming into this market. So, I mean, it can move when they change their mind. Our markets move, you know, considerably in a 24-hour period. And that's the hard part as we go forward being an optimist.
So what are you doing? Anything different as far as risk management? How are you trying to get control of this?
We have. I've, you know, done a lot more hedging on the Chicago Board of Trade for input costs and on the Chicago Merc as far as locking in a price on our cattle. And so as one does that in this kind of environment, it takes a banker that's, you know, understands risk management, because sometimes our margin requirements can be substantial as we take a position in this market and it moves, you know, moves against us.
And what about the cost of those feeder cattle right now?
Historically high. I mean, we make, you know, we are offered cattle for delivery this fall that we need to make a decision on if, you know, that's something that we want to do. And the prices are very, very high. And so, personally, I sit here making the determination if, you know, is there more upside potential? And, you know, I'm very cautious at this point because, in my opinion, there's a lot more downside risk than upside potential. So that's kind of where I sit trying to make decisions. And so that's a real tough thing to do this at this time of the year. But it's, you know, the margins are there. On occasion, we get an offer to do that. And I guess my philosophy has been to just take it when it's there and, you know, and be here for the next turn and see where we end up.
Are you adjusting anything as far as feed rations are concerned?
We're using, as in my area here, we're using as a lot of co-products because we're in a big ethanol production area where I'm at, and so that has definitely helped with our feed costs. But in today's environment, most all of the co-products are tied to the corn price somehow or other. So, you know, that ratchets up right along with the corn price. It's just that we're normally able to feed that at a discount, you know, to corn with the same level of energy. So that's what our advantage is up here in my part of the world.
How big a feedlot do you operate there?
We have somewhere between 1,000 and 3,000 at any given time.
Are these some of the better margins you've seen in feeding, or with those input costs, does that take a lot of that away?
Well, in my area up here, it kind of depends on each individual situation. We have a lot of what's referred to as farmer feeders here who raise a lot of their own feed. So if they've done no risk management, this has had very, very good profit margins. If you're buying your feed, you know, profit margins are, you know, I don't know that they're any wider than any at any other time and place. I mean, we have some some cattle that we're selling have very good margins in them, and some not so good. It just kind of depends. Just because we're at this level on the finished cattle market doesn't necessarily mean that we have big profits.
Okay, I know you and I have talked before too about some of the challenges with meeting or understanding some of the environmental regulations. And of course, Northwest Iowa's kind of been a target of EPA in that regard. Have things kind of calmed down a bit as far as that goes?
Well, I think my sense is yes, it has. We've held meetings up here, you know, more than one, and trying to explain to producers what they need to do to, you know, to be in compliance with some of these EPA regulations. And I think just the fact that a lot of our people in this area have good information today to make decisions on, my sense is that we're making progress here. I know a number of producers that are in the process of making some changes to, you know, come into compliance with some of these regs. So, you know, I'm hopeful that the information that we are putting out there today, you know, is good information. That's been a problem in the past. That, you know, the target kept moving on these guys all the time. If anything short of an NPDES permit, if you were trying to come into compliance, that kept changing. And I have a sense that today that's more certain than it was in the past. And so producers that I've talked to that are making changes during this construction season, you know, seem to appreciate that. So my sense is that that's better than it was. And our relationship with our, you know, with the DNR in our area is better than it was. There's more of a spirit of cooperation there, in my opinion.
Okay, we talked about volatility in the business. We talked about environmental regulations. One of those seminar-type questions that people like to ask of businessmen is, what keeps you awake at night? Seems like we all have our list of issues that we're concerned about. What are yours?
You know, the things that we can't control, the earthquake tsunami situation in Japan, that was a very uncertain time, in my opinion. What is that going to do to our exports? You know, it's that kind of an event, a BSE event, something that comes completely out of left field. That's the things that concern me. We have an animal disease outbreak in this country that, you know, has a devastating effect on the economics of our industry is a very real possibility. You know, we hope that doesn't happen, but those are the things. Those are the things that concern me.